Welcome to Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. Brought to you by ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital, where your health is our mission. Each month, we bring you insights from leading medical experts, the latest advancements in care, and essential health tips to keep you and your family well. Let's get started.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me tonight is Dr. Keatson, and we are going to be talking all about, basically, what's going on with health challenges in older adults. Dr. Geetson, thank you for taking time out of your day to be with us.
I'm happy to be here.
So there are a lot of things that happen as we age. What would you say the most common health challenges are for older adults?
Well, there's quite a few, actually, that people might face as they age. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the most common is that of high blood pressure. It's often a silent problem, and it affects about 7 out of 10 adults over the age of 65. Treating it is one of the most powerful things a person like myself in general medicine can do. It's the root cause of strokes, heart disease, kidney disease. The ideal numbers that we try to achieve, the top number should be less than 140, the bottom number should be less than 90. Mm-hmm. If you have the ability to self-monitor at home and you check that, those would be values that you'd want to report so that you could initiate treatment.
Now, quick question in there then. I've heard that if your bottom number is over 100, you probably should go get assistance. Is that still
standard? If the bottom number is over 90 on a consistent basis. So any of us can have an elevated blood pressure if we're having a bad day, we're stressed, we're sleep deprived. But if there is a consistent violation of the 140 on the top, 90 on the bottom, you should be seeking attention.
There you go, because you may need medication or a lifestyle change, something to help you.
Typically both.
There you go. Yeah, because we don't want strokes or heart attacks. That's for darn sure.
Another condition that we commonly see is type 2 diabetes. Though common now in younger people, it becomes more so with age. The reasons include weight problems and diminished physical activity. But the important thing to keep in mind is it substantially increases the likelihood of other problems like heart attacks, kidney failure, blindness, blood vessel disease, and nerve damage. The problem with diabetes is that once complications are incurred, they're essentially permanent. We commonly order tests like fasting blood sugars or the hemoglobin A1C to screen for that. Another significant issue is joint pain from arthritis, especially in the knees, hips, and low back. It's extremely common, and it makes it hard for people to get around and engage in all the usual activities that they enjoy or that they need to maintain their homes.
Part of why they say walking or just stretching even will help you alleviate some of those problems.
It's a paradox that a little bit of exercise can go a long way towards reducing the symptoms of arthritis. And many people think that if they're sore, well, if I just sit and take it easy, it'll be better.
Just the
opposite. In fact, if you were to target a certain amount of activity per week, the standard recommendation is 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity once a week is enough to help reduce many health issues. So that means taking a walk for half an hour, 5 days a week, getting on a bike and pedaling around. You don't have to become a marathon runner.
Exactly. Just get moving. What else are we looking for?
There's other issues that people are probably familiar with, like COPD, chronic lung disease related to tobacco, and then asthma. Probably the most feared is cancer. And cancer affects people not only because of the physical treatment and the potential consequences of those treatments, but also the uncertainty it creates for people, not only about their own longevity, but the impact they have on that will have on their families. We also see a lot of dementia developing. And dementia comes with many different names, from Alzheimer's disease to vascular dementia to Lewy body dementia, which frequently accompanies Parkinson's disease, to mixed pictures. But it robs people of their humanity. And very often, patients don't see it happening. Families see it occurring slowly and are afraid to bring things up because they don't want to see it or because they want to protect the person as if it's their fault. But while we can't do a lot to change the course of true dementing illnesses, mm-hmm. very often there are medical problems. There are medications that actually may be making the problem worse.
You know, I wondered that, yeah.
And if you can identify those things and modify them, mm-hmm. you can see people can improve.
Right.
And then the other thing that we need to keep in mind is that even if we can't fix things, we have to be prepared for what's going to come.
Right.
And that's what your healthcare providers can help with.
And that's where all of these issues, that's where having a good healthcare advocate, you know, whether it's a family member watching out, it helps to have a second set of eyes and ears kind of watching you.
There is no question that as people age, mm-hmm. Being honest and having somebody else that understands what's happening is important.
Yeah.
So I encourage, if spouses can go to the same provider, mm-hmm. that gives that provider a real advantage in terms of understanding what's going on, because they're hearing from both partners about the other.
Right.
Children that are interested. Many people don't have the benefit of having someone else in their life that cares.
Mm-hmm.
You know, families are smaller these days. People are far flung.
Yeah.
But having an interested child that is fully informed about what's happening can go a long way towards helping you plan for the future.
Yeah, exactly. What else have you got on there?
Well, there's other things that occur in the young that occur just as likely in the elderly,
mm-hmm.
and that is depression, anxiety, substance abuse, and stress. Very often, people think that seniors don't have all of these issues, but they go undiagnosed until you actually sit down and start mm-hmm. to talk about them.
Do you think it's because of the age they were born in and how they were raised? They just kind of are. I just deal with it. People or push through.
Some of it is that, and also mm-hmm. Denial is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Hear no evil, see no evil, think no evil.
Right.
The problem is waiting until the evil is upon you,
mm-hmm.
it makes things worse.
And isolation, I mean, when we all were going through the pandemic, isolation probably brought a lot of depression out in a lot of people.
Early on and throughout
mm-hmm.
and after the fact.
Yeah.
And it also really broke down a lot of relationships that people had. So there's a lot more loneliness
mm-hmm.
yet, even though we've all been able to liberalize our activities.
Right. How does preventative care, regular checkups and such are probably helpful to see these changes?
So preventive care can play a huge role in helping seniors stay healthy and independent.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare has actually created a special visit that they call the annual Medicare Wellness Visit, which is designed to check in and review overall health
yeah.
and try to identify catch problems early.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, it helps to catch issues early before symptoms show by screening, things like blood pressure checks,
mm-hmm.
blood sugar checks, mammography, colonoscopy, can spot problems before there's real consequences, when doing something can actually change the course of the disease.
Even drawing your clock.
Even drawing your clock.
I always joke about how good my clock is.
Well,
my hands are right where they're supposed to be.
Believe it or not, some people practice so they don't look bad, but that defeats the purpose.
But that memorizing those words, those can be tricky.
Yes. Well, those of us that are clever, we change the words.
Oh, there you go.
But in terms of early detection, and I think what people should know is that, well, first of all, by the time you're 65, you really should have a provider,
mm-hmm.
and you should plan on going in for preventive checkup at least annually.
Mm-hmm.
Mammography clearly helps to reduce the incidence of advanced cancer at diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
It should start by the age of 40, and by the age of 45 should happen annually. New guidelines have come into place for colonoscopy,
mm-hmm.
which should start in all people at the age of 45, unless there are extenuating circumstances with family members having early disease.
Mm-hmm.
Another test that fewer people are familiar with is called a DEXA scan, which tends to look at bone health.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's more commonly used in women
mm-hmm.
and should start around the menopause, in selective cases, men benefit from the same study. The other thing that is probably super important at these visits that Medicare emphasizes is the receipt of vaccines. Okay. And we won't even touch on the COVID vaccine because I realize there's a lot of controversy surrounding that.
Yes.
But things like the influenza vaccine have stood the test of time. Mm-hmm. And people die, seniors die every year of influenza. Some years are worse than others. Mm-hmm. There's another vaccine called pneumococcal vaccination, and there's a couple of them. The good news is that unlike the flu shot, pneumococcal vaccination is a one and done. But they estimate that one-third of people in the community that get pneumonia, the organism is strep pneumonia, and that's what this helps to prevent.
Okay.
Another really popular vaccine over the last few years has been the Shingrix, a shot for shingles.
Yes.
And a lot of times people forget about that, or they say, well, I didn't have chicken pox when I was a kid because that's what shingles is. It's a recurrence of chicken pox. But what this vaccine has the potential to do is to reduce the pain syndrome that follows an outbreak of chicken or an outbreak of shingles. That pain syndrome can last the rest of a person's life.
So we're going to continue into a part B. For right now, though, I want to thank you for joining us and helping us get up to date a little bit on senior health.
I'm happy to be here.
That's it for this edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. We hope you've gained valuable insight into the exceptional care and services available at ProMedica Charleston, Virginia Hickman Hospital. For more information or to connect with our healthcare team, visit promedica.org/Hickman. Take care, stay well, and join us again on the last Tuesday of each month at 6:20 p.m. for another edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. You can also listen to these programs as podcasts anytime under the On Air Audio tab at WLEN.com.